Welcome back to Your Zest Life. I'm your host, Genevieve, and on this week's episode, we are talking intentions, specifically how to set intentions so you can best enjoy this holiday season. Though truly, these can be applied to any phase of life and setting intentions to live your zest life. Does the most wonderful time of year sometimes feel like the most chaotic, overwhelming time of the year as well? Do you feel you're constantly on the move, navigating from one social engagement to the next, trying to find the best deal on the gift that is going to spark joy on the recipient's face when they receive it? Do you feel yourself wondering, where did December even go? And if you're actually present for it come January? Enter intention setting, the key to allowing us to live our greatest purpose and feel in alignment with the space around us. If you're looking to be more intentional with how you experience the holidays this year, whether it be through peace, connection, rest, enjoyment, this is the episode for you. And while we focus on the holidays in this episode, the tactics and exercises provided can be used year-round. We talk life domains and how to prioritize values to set intentions, as well as a step-by-step breakdown on how to set intentions that are specific and unique to you and your life or holiday visions. I also give a brief glimpse into my Empowered You program that I'm so excited to open up signups for. If you're looking for guidance, support, or accountability going into the new year, this is the space for you. More about that later, though, because before we can move forward, we need to first identify how to set intentions. Enjoy this episode on setting holiday intentions, and happy holidays, Life Zesters. Welcome back to Your Zest Life. I'm your host, Genevieve, and I'm so happy you're here today. I hope that this podcast finds you well and that you are in just a really good state of mind. I know we are going into the holidays, which for some, this is a very joyful time of year. There's a lot of excitement going on and a lot of time with family and friends. But I also know that this time of year can be challenging for others. It can be a time where we're overwhelmed, where we feel sad, maybe a little lost or disconnected. And what I want to talk about today is something that you can apply really any time of the year. And it's how to show up intentionally and how to set intentions for what we want to get out of life. Today, specifically, talking about how to embrace the holidays and how to set intentions in the holidays. So this came to my mind when I was looking at our calendar. So we've been trying to really be intentional about looking ahead, what's going on, and making sure that we have one date night, if we can, a week about, as well as not overcommitting to things. That's been a big thing for us. And I know when Luke comes on here, we've talked about this a little bit. It's something that we found that when we were in quarantine, you know, as challenging as it was, we really enjoyed how our lifestyle slowed down. You know, we love to socialize. We have a really great group of friends. We both enjoy who we work with. Our family lives in the area. So I don't know if this sounds familiar to you, but around the holidays, that can mean that you're committing to a lot of different parties, a lot of social engagements, a lot of gift giving. You're trying to pick out your holiday cards. You're trying to get the best present for each person. And that can really stretch someone thin. It can also be a time where if we feel lonely, if we feel disconnected, and we're seeing all of this energy and buzz going on around us, we start to feel lost in what our intentions are. And so while, again, this is more specific to the holidays, it's something that you can use any time of year. And I would encourage you to save these, if you're taking notes on this, to save these notes and come back to them. So, like I said, we were looking at our calendar for December, and I started to see that every weekend was spoken for. And last year was very different, right? For a number of reasons. We were not able to see our friends. We didn't have our annual holiday white elephant ugly sweater party, which we look forward to every year. We've done it for about a decade now. And we couldn't travel, which is one of our favorite things to do. And we did have our decor up before Thanksgiving, which meant that we were able to fully enjoy our time together with all the sparkling lights and all the glitter that was everywhere and watching the holiday movies that we wanted. And we noticed that while we missed our traditions and we missed our friends, that we really loved getting to have more nights in, right? When it's cold and it's rainy or snowy, our bodies just crave having that warmth and that comfort. We felt a lot more relaxed and we didn't feel the pressure into buying unnecessary gifts. And it was really nice to not have a packed schedule. So I came home from a girls' trip this weekend and found myself just feeling really stressed and overwhelmed. And usually when I come back from a weekend getaway, I'm really intentional in how I set up that weekend. I make sure that I've got my work all completed and that the laundry's done and the house is clean so that when I come home on Sunday, I can really be present with my husband. I can relax that night so I can show up fully on Monday. And I found myself, in that state of being overwhelmed, feeling like I had so much I had to do. Our decor wasn't even finished getting out. And that's a pressure I put on myself, right? No one says that you have to put up holiday decor. But to me, I had these boxes out and I knew that this pressure was something that I was putting on myself. And so I had to think right now, in that moment, when we feel stressed, when we feel overwhelmed, it's important to ask the question, what are my intentions? What am I looking to get out of this experience? What am I looking to get out of this life I'm living? And this is a great question to ask when you are feeling a lack of clarity, when you feel lost in direction, when you're feeling overwhelmed, you're anxious, you're unhappy, or when you're just not living the life that you envision for yourself. Asking the question, what are my intentions? What am I looking to get out of this? So the first thing I want to cover is, why are intentions important to begin with? We only know what we know. This is something that I've found when Luke and I have been working on our communication skills, is that we only know what we know, and we only know what the other person is telling us. So if we desire something different than what we have, or we desire growth, we have to first identify what it is that we want. This intention gives us purpose. It inspires us. It motivates us. It also helps us to recognize our values and to find alignment within those values in the way that we are living, which is so powerful when you can find that alignment. Everything just feels this sense of harmony. And when you know what you value and you know what you prioritize, this helps to provide a sense of direction. So when you're trying to think of what's important, what in my life needs to stay, and what in my life can go. I had my acupuncturist, she asked me at one point, and it was last year, I had a lot going on. I was feeling very overwhelmed. And she asked the question, what can go? And I had to sit and really think about what my values were and what was providing zest into my life, what was providing purpose into my life, and what could I afford to maybe put on the back burner if not let go of completely. So intentions, when summed up, really allow us to live our greatest purpose and feel in alignment with the space around us. So let's look at an example here. When you set a to-do list, an intention will help you to prioritize what is of utmost importance and what will allow us to find peace at the end of the day with what we don't get done. I had a friend ask me one time, she said, what do you do when you don't finish the things on your to-do list? And I'll be totally honest, I don't know anybody, and I know myself included, who has a to-do list and actually crosses off everything off of that. And it's so satisfying, right, when you can just check off those boxes. And I told her what I found was really helpful is each day I identify five things that I want to get done, that need to get done. And setting intentions allows me to prioritize those. And then I'll jot down everything else, but those are bonuses. So if I get those done, that's a bonus. But it allows me at the end of the day, the things that I don't get done, I can still go to bed with that peace of mind, knowing that what needed to get that done, got done. And so another example of this, when we talk about how we only know what we know. So an intention provides clarity, right? So let's think of this as a relationship. So when you want something from somebody, you have to communicate what it is that you want, right? So let's say in your workplace, you want a raise or you want an opportunity to head up a project. You want a change in your schedule. Your boss doesn't know until you communicate to them, right? And then from there, you can have a conversation and you can create a game plan in order to meet the needs that you need, or maybe you need to reevaluate where you're working and find another space, right? It's the same thing with your partner or your friends or family members. I know with Luke and I, like I said, a big part of our communication is understanding that we only know what the other person is verbally communicating, right? That's a big thing. There's a lot of nonverbal communication, but that's where a lot of assumptions can come from. So when you verbally communicate to your partner, you're giving a very clear expectation of what you're looking for from them and what they're looking for from you. Same thing with friendships. So when you think of an intention, that's your way of communicating, if you want to think of it as the universe. I know there's a quote I really love by Ralph Waldo Emerson. And it's, once you make a decision, the universe conspires to make it happen. So intentions are our way of communicating with the universe around us that this is what we would like to see happen. And once you communicate that, things can start to fall into place. And it's not just because it's magic, right? By vocalizing it, that's not enough, but it's a start. But it helps you to line up your actions so that they support the outcome that you're looking to get. So the second thing that's really important that will help you to identify what your intentions are, if you haven't already, is to identify what your domains are. So domains are something that are within a category in your life that is perceived to be very important. So it's your highest important, it's your values. And this can be anything like your family, your health, your education, service, your growth. So I'm going to encourage you right now to pause this and to take a couple minutes and to write down your domains. Again, these are things that you value, things that are of utmost importance to you. Okay, when you come back, I want you to take a list of those, take a look at the list of domains. So I'll give you an example. Some on my list are family, relationships, health, work-life balance, education, service, making a difference, physical movement, travel, creativity, my teams, growth, boundaries. Now, when I look at all those, I think they're all important. Like, they're all of highest priority, because I saw that they were a domain, right? They're something that I categorize as being important in my life. They're my values. But what you're going to do with this list is you're going to choose three of them as your highest priority. That's your first step. So look at the list. What are your three highest priorities? And if you're trying to figure out, gosh, how do I decide? Well, take a look at which ones would be part of your foundation, that if you didn't have that, you would have full lack of clarity. The other things on that list couldn't happen. Everything's kind of a chain reaction to each other. And once you've identified those three, go through the rest of the list and mark them as medium or low priority, because you'll probably come back to this list as you continue to do check-ins and you reevaluate what in your life is something that is a priority and what in your life needs to be adjusted or modified. So moving on, you're going to take those three that you identified. So out of the list I gave you, I identified that my three highest priorities were relationships, health, and work-life balance. And then you're going to identify which of these are the ones you feel the strongest in. And then which one do you believe needs the most work? So just because something's a high priority does not mean that it comes naturally. It does not mean that it is the strongest area in your life, but it means it's a high priority. So the ones that I felt the strongest in were my health, and the one that I felt needed the most work is my work-life balance. Because if I can get that work-life balance down, it's going to continue to support my health. It's also going to support my relationships. So this might be something, again, where you need to pause and reflect on this. Maybe look at some journal prompts in identifying, you know, what are your values? What means the most to you? What can you not live without? All right. So I don't know, maybe stand up, walk around, get some energy moving in your body, because now we're going to talk about steps for setting an intention. What you just did was the foundation to setting your intention. And why intentions are so important are that intentions help to eliminate or diminish your comparison of self to others. I think that this is huge. intentions allow us to take what would have been perceived as envy or jealousy and turn it into inspiration or admiration of others, which around this time of year, we do a lot of comparison, right? We compare what our light display looks like to the neighbor next to us. We compare the presents that we got other people. We compare our success to others. And that's something that I think we see year round. But if you're staying true to your intentions and your roadmap to get there, that's when you can stay in alignment with what you actually need. So something that I was thinking of when thinking about what my intentions were for the holiday are we have some neighbors who, when they moved in, they just went all out on their light display. And we've never been like a big yard display of lights. But when our neighbor moved in, I felt this pressure, right? This pressure to outdo them. I don't know if it's my competitive attitude, but I felt like we needed to go big on our lights. And to be fully honest, we never even put lights on our house. It's usually just maybe some like light up wreaths and light ups around our door. And I realized this was putting pressure, right? Again, there's that added pressure of comparing ourselves to others, of this expectation of what we think the holidays are supposed to look like, of the influence of those around us. And when I was looking at my intentions, I realized this is not us. We don't need a lot of things. And when I say a lot of things, I mean we don't need the big lights. We don't need lots of presents. We don't need fancy presents. That's never been my relationship with my partner. And for some people, this might be the time of year where they do go a little bit bigger, where they do spend a little bit more time or money or thought on gifts, because that's what this time of year can be to them. It's a time to treat themselves. It's a time to treat others. And that's how they show love, right? That's one of those love languages. But for us, our love language is time. And so I had to really sit down and I had to analyze what exactly it was that I wanted to look at. So let's look at the steps then to setting an intention. So the first thing when you're setting an intention for the holidays is I want you to look at your calendar in its entirety. Without forming judgment right now, just look at what you've got on the calendar, right? What are the parties you're going to? What performances are your kids putting on? Right? What travel plans do you have? What extracurricular activities? When I looked at my calendar, I realized I needed to set some kind of structure. And this will look different for everybody, right? If you've got kids, if you've got a partner, if you've got family who live in the area. But I identified that we would only do one activity a weekend that took us going out of our house. And we would try to schedule one date night a week. And that date night doesn't need to be a date night out. It could be a date night in, but it was one night a week where we were intentionally committing time to be fully present with each other. And what this meant is that I was going to need to be realistic with my time management. It meant that I was going to have to be a little more organized. And when you're looking at your calendar, you might notice that you're feeling overbooked. You might notice that you're feeling like, well, I already committed to all this. I already bought all the presents for these people that I'm supposed to see. And not that you need my permission, but I'm going to tell you, you can still say no. You can return the gifts. You can say thank you for the invitation. But right now, I need to choose to be home that night, or I need to take time to myself. And honestly, you really don't need to defend your answer, right? You can just say thank you for the invitation, but I'm not able to make it. So if that to you feels like you're skipping a little bit further ahead, then let's go back to the basics. What do you want out of this holiday? I identified that I want to have a peaceful, restful holiday. I don't want to feel like I'm running all over the place. I want to feel like I can fully enjoy this time because I do think it's a beautiful time of year. And then how do I want to feel? So after asking yourself, what do I want out of this holiday? How do I want to feel? Not what is, not how you wish the circumstances were different, but how do you want to feel with the circumstances you've been given? So for example, we all have our holiday traditions. I know for us, with both sides of our family being in town, It means usually the Christmas Eve service with my family the night before. It means Christmas morning brunch with my husband's family, and then maybe seeing my family later on Christmas Day. And I can't change the circumstances, right? And this is something where even though it feels a little busy during the day, I have to identify how do I want to feel going into that moment? And what can I do to set myself up for that? Maybe that means earlier in the week, I need more alone time. Maybe it means that we don't spend quite as much time at both houses as we would have in the past, right? Because that can start to turn into an all-day affair. And for some people, they love that. They enjoy that. I found that we just feel a little bit burnt out when we're spending all evening with one family, the whole next morning with the other family, and then the rest of the afternoon with my family again. So again, these are unique to each person. But when I thought about how I want to feel, I identified that I want to feel connected to my partner. I want to feel connected to myself, and I want to feel at peace. So what this meant then is that if I want to feel connected with my partner one-on-one, I might have to say no to some group activities. If I want to feel connected to myself and at peace, it might mean that I need to schedule more downtime. And then the last thing that you'll do is you'll ask yourself, do my actions align with my purpose, my want, how I want to feel? And if the answer is no, that's when we're left unfulfilled, right? So you set your intention. What do you want out of this holiday? How do you want to feel? Do your actions then align with your purpose? Meaning after you've identified what you want and how you want to feel, your actions need to actually complement those. I heard someone explain fulfillment in a way that really made a light bulb go off for me. And it's that if you think about when you're hungry and you're at that point where you're just so hungry, you'll eat anything and you just keep eating, but you just don't feel satisfied. Right? I think that's what we do a lot of times over the holidays is we feel like if we say yes to all the parties, right? If we say yes to hosting, if we say yes to all the get-togethers, if we say yes to all the gift exchanges, then we'll feel this sense of fulfillment. But at that point, it's like you're just craving connection. You're just craving interaction. You're craving receiving or giving, but you haven't set that intention or that direction of what that actually looks like for you. And so you're not going to reach that full satisfaction. It's the same thing when we don't set intentions. So when you're looking at your intentions, I want you to keep in mind, creating about 2 to 4 intentions is more than enough. It's similar to what I would say we do when we're doing habit stacking. So when you're doing habit stacking, you're not going to change all the habits that you want to do at one time. So when you're making a list of these intentions, I'm going to encourage you to focus on 2. 4 feels like a lot to me, but if they're ones that complement each other, right? So if you're looking at habits, if it's one that's your intention is to wake up earlier, and then another intention is to go to the gym first thing in the morning, those 2 kind of go well together. While they're different intentions, they support each other. So in that case, maybe you would add an additional one on top of that. But try not to overwhelm yourself with setting all of these intentions and then feeling like you're just burnt out at the end. So again, when you're looking at these, you're going to identify first, what are your domains, right? These are your values. These are what are important to you. Next, you're going to set 2 to 4 intentions by looking at your calendar, seeing what's going on. You're going to ask yourself, what do you want out of this time of year? So specifically this time of year, the holidays. How do you want to feel? And then identify, do your actions align with your purpose, your want, how you want to feel? And then really staying true to yourself. I think that's the bottom line here, is that once you've set your intentions, once you have identified what your values are, these are specific and unique to you, and nobody else can tell you or influence you otherwise. And I encourage you to really hold on to those. It's very easy this time of year to be overwhelmed or to feel like we're under the pressure to have to say yes to everything. This might mean too that some of your holiday traditions might change, and this is okay. I feel like we grow up with these traditions and then we feel like as adults we have to maintain them and then start to add our own traditions on. And that accumulation is a lot of stress and it's a lot of pressure during a time of year that, you know, I think we think about giving and like giving gifts, but it's also about giving that time to you. We're heading into a new year, 2022. It's going to be a time of reflection and setting, again, intentions for that next year. And I encourage you to take time to think about how you want to go into that new year. I'm going to be starting a 6-month program that will be a group coaching, and it's all about empowering yourself through nutrition, empowering yourself through your daily habits, empowering yourself through visions, and just supporting yourself, lifting yourself up, feeling confident about who you are and how you show up in your body. If this is something that you're interested in, I highly encourage you to reach out to me. You can find me on Instagram, Genevieve_Nutting, N-U-T-T-I-N-G, Howarth. You can also send me an email, and it's Genevieve.Nutting@gmail.com to inquire more information. And like I said on last week's episode, we're not going to wait until the new year to get started. As soon as you decide that this is something you want to do, I'll start to provide resources for you so that you can start to provide some time for reflection and intention setting right now, which is why this podcast is a really great time to be focusing on those intentions. And I hope that the information I gave you today will be beneficial for you. Wherever you're at, I hope that you are safe. I hope that this finds you healthy and happy and just in a great state of mind. Be kind to yourself, be kind to others. I'll see you next time. All right, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode brought some zest into your life. And if you think this podcast will bring value to someone else, please feel free to share. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please like, subscribe, and leave a review. You can also find more insight on my Instagram at Genevieve_Nutting Howarth. And click the link in this episode's description where you can find my website. All right, I can't wait to rally with you next week.